We believe that based on the confidence that the people of Mali have reposed in the possibility of holding this election, that it can go ahead. One, it will help contribute to this process of rebuilding cohesion in the country, restoring their democracy, restoring confidence in the democracy as a basis for electing people into offices, electing a government that will be able to subsequently engage with the different segments of the society, particularly those who exist for reason or other, to be able now to resolve the problems that have manifested most recently through the rebellion that accompanied the coup of last year. And then, of course, addressing the situation in the northern part of Mali in the particular case. And we believe that our responsibility as their neighbors and as members of the same regional economic grouping is to support them to realize this, albeit with the challenges that we have noted and which has been the basis for some kind of cynicism. We believe that those challenges are there, but we believe that since Malians have decided that the way forward is to hold these elections, which we believe is quite valuable for this process that I've so described, I think we have to encourage them to move in this direction and subsequently move in building national cohesion and restoring the passion for the country, restoring the country's credentials for democracy, and then moving on from there to address the economic challenges behind some of the issues that have led to the previous situation that we have. These are the rebellion and the economic challenges in the country.
From reports that your observers have come across, how ready are the candidate as well as the Electoral Commission to administer a credible vote?
We have been assured by the Electoral Commission, and on the basis of the assessment that we did before, we have been assured, and talking to all the stakeholders, we have been assured that everybody is ready to participate in this process. And because of the interest and determination of the region to ensure that we keep an eye on all the dimensions of the process, particularly the election itself on 28, we are fielding such a massive observer mission, 250 people, headed by former Ghanaian President John Agyekum Kufuor, with the participation of a lot of people from the region, including very senior officials of ECOWAS, because we want to be sure that, consistent with the promise that they have made to us, that we see what happens that day and be able to make an assessment subsequently, and then be able to see if the challenges are and how we can support the country to address those challenges so that subsequent elections can be better organized. Of course, like I said in responding to your previous question, there are challenges of logistics, challenges of security, but I believe that the passion the people of Mali have shown, you know, to go through this process, and the fact that on 2011, Mali had many years of unbroken democracy. That's why it came to us as a surprise when we had the coup last year, because we always saw, after this experience, in terms of years of unbroken democracy, that Mali is one of the celebrated cases in democracy, and we believe that this is an opportunity for them to restore that image and build on from there.
What assurances have all these aspiring candidates given to ECOWAS about accepting the results of the election?
Yeah, one of the things that our observer mission has done ahead of the election is to meet the stakeholders, to discuss the preparations, just like the assessment mission did. We discuss with stakeholders, civil society, the political parties, all the key segments of society, discuss preparations and see where the challenges are and see if in what way that the region can support them to address this. We have assurances from all of them, and they're going to abide by the outcome of that election. But what is key for us, really, is the fact that whatever the outcome will be, we believe that there are constitutional provisions to address this. And we have always encouraged all the parties going for elections to ensure that if they have to complain about the outcome of elections and how it was conducted, they should always do it within the parameters of the constitutional requirements within the parliament of the legal requirements, so that that way they will do two things. They will be ensuring, helping to promote the integrity of the process and the confidence in the validity of that process in terms of public confidence in their national instruments. And secondly, they will be ensuring that they obey the law. And in that way, there is less incentive for people to indulge in post-electoral violence.
People have expressed concern about rising tension despite the peace agreement that has been signed in the run-up to the election. What is ECOWAS doing in this effort to reduce tension ahead of Sunday's vote?
ECOWAS has, through the instrumentality of the president of Burkina Faso, President Blaise Compaoré, as the mediator, and the co-mediator, President Jonathan, created an environment that enabled the stakeholders, the government, and the various major stakeholders in the north of Mali, to agree to create an environment that is conducive for this election to take place, and subsequently to engage with the government that emerges from this process to resolve that problem. And we believe and trust that the stakeholders will live up to their commitment under this agreement, because they signed up to it willingly, they were convinced about it, and they believe that that is the way forward in resolving the crisis in their country. True engagement, not true violence. And that is what we are encouraging.